RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Yeah, this golf tournament's a little bit different than other golf tournaments. I mean, it's a major championship, and I think growing up as an American golfer, I think it's always the tournament we looked at the most growing up, and so to be here in contention is, you know, the stuff I dreamed about when I was a kid. And so when I go out there tomorrow, you know, I've put a lot of prep work into, you know, becoming pretty good at this game, and going into tomorrow, I just remember that prep work, and then I just try to execute. So outside of that, I'm not really thinking about world ranking or what I did last week or anything like that. It's all about the preparation and going out there and just trying to execute.
That is Scottie Scheffler, world number one, tied for the lead with Max Homa and Bryson DeChambeau after two rounds of the Masters, as we welcome you back to Hour 2, Tee to Green, live at Pendleton Green Golf Club here in North Tonawanda. PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. And Don Schneider, the Director of Golf and PGA Pro here, and Membership Director as well, from Pendleton Creek, now joining us for this segment. Don, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy spring.
Yeah, it feels like it. Yeah, very happy day.
Don, move that just a little closer up here toward your. There we go. We want everybody to hear you as well as possible.
We good?
Yeah, we're good.
It's like choking down on a wedge a little bit, just a little
that's right.
Get a little closer to the ball.
Yeah. So before we get into some stuff here with Don, you heard Scheffler saying the pride of American golfer. So I got a little trivia for all of us here. Ready? I think you can get it between the three of you here. I think
Tiger definitely. Woods. No, oh, okay.
All right, stop. You're all ruining right. the trivia
all
here.
Right, sorry.
All right. So he's talking about American players and, you know, as an American golfer. There's 4 American players since 1960 that have won the U.S. Open and the Masters before the age of 30. If DeChambeau goes on to win, he would join these other 4. So, American players since 1960 that have won the U.S. Open and the Masters before the age of 30. Who are the 4? Kevin, you won.
Tiger Woods and Jordan Spieth are 2 of them.
Tiger Woods and Jordan Spieth are 2 of them. You can definitely get this here.
Jack.
Mickelson? Jack. Not Mickelson.
Ernie.
And Palmer.
Yep.
Those are the 4. Palmer, Nicholas, Woods, and Spieth. I mean, that was a gettable list, but
Yeah.
Thought it was appropriate to talk about that. If DeChambeau wins, he would join those four that are legendary names in golf.
Another reason to root against him.
Listen, you got to admire, you know, his game.
I do.
Right?
Yeah.
He just carries himself differently.
Yeah. He plays great.
He's abrasive, I think, is perhaps the most complimentary term we can use for that.
And one more stat here on Scheffler, since we just heard from him. If Scheffler wins, he would be the fourth youngest player to get his second Masters. The only three that were younger.
Tiger.
Another easy one is who?
Jack.
Jack. And the last one, I'll give you a clue, is a European golfer.
Gary.
European golfer. He's from South Africa.
African, that's right. Jose Marie.
Close.
Yeah, he was
Spanish.
Savvy
Ballesteros. Savvy. Yes.
Sweet.
All right.
Good stuff.
Yes. All right. Good trivia there. All right. Let's bring in Don Schneider here again. Don, good morning. Thanks for having us here. We're sitting in the pub, and we wish it was golfers out there right now. We know the rain's kind of annoying, but we've had some golf already this year, and looks like next week's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to next week, obviously. It looks to be spring might be back. It looks like in the 60s during the day and maybe overnight only down to the 40s. So playable once we get through this week. And
yeah, you got to take the arc off the golf course first. Yeah, so
everybody does.
I was going to break the kayaks out today instead of cart path only. We're going to go kayaks only. But we'll get through it. Hey, you know, we had a teaser and we all got a little excited, and I think every now and then we all got to remind ourselves that it is only mid-April and it's Buffalo, you know, and so we'll get it back. You know, I'm looking forward to it. It's very green out there, looking forward to some nice weather again.
Yep. Yeah, it's coming. Yeah.
Don, you were at the Masters last year. So
yes.
You and I were talking before our show today because I experience it now watching it since I had gone. You watch the Masters differently now, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I was just talking to my son. The two of us went last year, and we're just reminiscing about, you know, each hole, where were we standing? And, you know, and I spent a lot of time on hole 13 because it was so interesting. I was there during a practice round, so it was kind of cool to see. They would hit. We couldn't see what they were hitting because they were, you know, way back on the tee. Mm-hmm. But we were in the landing area, and it looked as though they would, you know, go for it with a driver and then maybe hit a layup club and then you know, hit some different shots. But
that's because of the new tee, right?
Yeah. Backed up about 20 yards, I think, is what I read. And it was interesting to see, and everybody says it, right, that goes there to the Masters, at how hilly it really is. And to see that approach shot on 13, I mean, that green is, and that bank is steep, and it's basically shaved. And, you know, if they don't get it to the middle of the green, that thing's coming back. And then watching this year, I was shocked at how many guys were hitting 230, 240, hitting a hybrid in there or something and going for it. I mean, that's a really difficult shot.
Yeah, very small landing area.
Yeah.
It is one of the people do, if you've all been there, it is very, very hilly. That's why we talked about how tough the walk would be for Tiger. I mean, from 13 is the lowest point on the course, and to get back up, then it's just basically straight uphill from there almost. The course is also very long. Like, you forget how long it is, because they had the chairman this week talking that they're afraid, because of the golf ball, they may have to push it back to 8,000 yards, he said.
Yeah.
And he's afraid to do it, but what is it, playing 7,700 yards right now?
That's why they said they were in favor of the golf rollback. That was kind of their official stance this week.
And they cemented that opinion again this week during the press conference.
I'm in favor for the professional game. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, I'm in favor of bifurcation, right? Not for us, but for the professional game. I've said this for years, and I think I've said it on the show. They should play the same golf ball. We're just going to stamp Don's golf ball for your brand. We'll stamp Jeff for yours and mine for mine. So, you know, you could have the Callaway brand, Titleist, Taylor, whatever, right? It's the same ball, just got a different stamp. So my sponsorship stuff is okay.
Or your vendor could make that ball for you in, you know, with the limitation on it now, right? So 3-5%.
Let's even eliminate that. Let's just, hey, this is the ball. It's blank. Beginning of the week, you can put whatever, you know.
Yeah, there's no different tennis balls, right? There's no different basketballs, no different footballs.
Yeah, they all play the same.
Yep.
Yeah, right, it's the only sport where everybody plays a different ball.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, and clubs, I guess, Don, I mean, because everybody's a different size, shape, age, swing speed, maybe clubs, everybody, you know, there's club specifications you have to be within. So, and the ball does too. It's just the ball has gotten obviously to the point now where some courses are feeling like they can't host events anymore because of the fact of guys hitting it so far.
Yeah, I think equipment wise, I think the bigger difference there is not so much distance matters, but they're easier to hit. I mean, you look at a driver today. When I'm giving golf lessons, it's kind of like I'm puzzled sometimes when someone tells me they have a tough time hitting their driver, because to me, I think irons are harder to hit than a driver today. They're just, you know, they're bigger, they're easier. You know, and that technology, the driver, is now creeping into the irons. So I'm a Callaway staff guy, and AI Smoke, I just got some new stuff, and I've hit it only indoors on the simulator, but I can't miss hit that driver, it feels like. And now that's going into the irons.
I just got fitted for one, and I healed it a couple times. I'm like, wow, that thing.
Yeah, I should be losing more than that.
Yes.
So I did. I actually snuck out when we had some nice weather, and I played nine holes, and I hit a couple shots, and I played with Bob Ashley here, the other golf pro on staff, and one of the other golf pros, and I hit a couple drives, and I looked at him. I said, I didn't deserve that. Like, I didn't. I caught that thing on the heel, and I still hit it pretty good. So.
Well, remember hitting the TaylorMade burners when they first come out? That was a big deal because it was a metal wood. Yeah. And I have some at home still. It looks like a hybrid when you put it down there with a really long shot. It's just super small.
Yeah. I love my burner bubble three wood. It was a great club.
Back in the day.
Back in the day,
Well, I used to like my persimmon Tony Penna six screw too back in the day. Yes.
Oof. Oh, you're dating yourself.
Yeah, yes, Jeff. Yes.
That was a good club.
The hickory shaft in that one, everybody.
Steel shaft.
What steel? Yeah, there were no graphites back then.
That's right. Don Schneider with us from Pendleton Creek Golf Club here as we are broadcasting live inside the pub. For those that may not know, the pub is open to the public and a great spot to have a party or an event. Don, if people are interested, maybe in figuring out, hey, this spring or this summer or the end of the school year with parties and graduations, like there's the trifecta now, I like to call it, in terms of options here, right?
Yeah, we're kind of unique. I call us a hybrid when I talk to prospective members. And say, you know, the golf course side of things is still private and thriving, and we're full with a waiting list and all that good stuff. But the pub is open to the public. And Tammy DeFries, who I see bouncing around over here right now, she has options available inside the pub itself, the outdoor patio, and now we have what's called Longacre Cabin, which is really cool. It's a separate little building out there. For years, it was a halfway house, and they totally gutted, remodeled it, and you could have a small, like a, there's lots of showers or birthday parties, that kind of thing going on. So it's a great little spot.
Yeah, I live down the street, and I know I like to pop in and grab something to eat here all the time because it is open to the public and the food's good.
Just something to eat.
Yeah, just walk in, grab a beer, and grab some wings.
Oh, have your tab waiting for you, by the way, after the show. I noticed weekend breakfast is coming back in May on one of the signs here. That's awesome.
Scotty Scheffler's going to have to come. He can't make it himself.
Yeah, you'll have to come on down, Kevin.
Yeah, no, a great thing for the golfers. You can come in at breakfast or open to the public. You want to come to a great spot for breakfast here. And I know, like, the bar, so we had a recent renovation at Lancaster. This was kind of our inspiration for the new bar that was put in our grill room. Like, we need to put it like Pendleton Creek's. Like, just it's a great spot to kind of, well, yours is more of a completed horseshoe.
Was this a barn initially?
It was a barn.
That's what I thought,
It's years and years ago, that's where Longacre Cabin name came from for out here. They did some research, some history, that this was a farm at one time, and this was a barn, and the pro shop, I think we probably had some livestock in there.
Stable.
So good place to put your feed bag on.
Yeah. Yes.
I got that one, Kev. Good job.
Thank you.
Were you waiting all night to use that one?
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm thinking Don's eyes lit up. He's putting that on the menu.
That is a good one. I like it. Give him some ideas. How about the golf course itself? I know that you know, since the new ownership took over a few years ago, Don, I know you've been happy on the golf side. And there's been some nice improvements to the golf course, obviously, as a guy that plays here. I'm noticing that. But for those that maybe haven't played the golf course in a few years, if you played it, there'd be some noticeable changes.
Yeah, definitely. The ownership is you know, made a huge commitment since they've taken it over, and
they're local, which I think I appreciate. Yeah,
I mean, you got a group of 5/6 guys that are long-term members, knew exactly what they wanted to do when they bought the golf club, And right now the focus, they had no choice but to improve the infrastructure and all of that when they took over. But now we're shifting that focus to the golf course itself. So there's bunker renovation going on. A number of bunkers are getting new drainage and new sand. We just put in new drainage on the driving range to have more days that it can be open. A cool feature, I don't know if Brian's seen it yet, but hole number 7 is a dog leg around the driving range. You used to have cattails as kind of a hazard, and those have been removed, so it'll return back to a pond. I've not been here long enough to see that, but that'll be cool because we'll know whether or not we've carried it or we've hit it OB. Hopefully not. We don't have to reload, but we'll be able to see that. So a lot of that going on, tree renovation. You know, we had, like a lot of golf courses, we had an ash borer problem here, and they continue to work on those. I heard from one of our owners, I think there's another 80 trees coming out in the near future, and they're planting new trees in areas that matter, not just replace them.
Yeah.
So it makes the golf course look really prettier because you're seeing live trees instead of all the dead ones that were there. So I know we were up around 300 of them at one time that had to come down, and I think they've around 200 of them have been removed. So they'll continue doing that until we're good.
Yeah, I think what's really cool, like you said, taking the cattails down on that certain hole, that one thing that I think we're seeing trend, Jeff, maybe around the golf courses is how the exposure to hazards now or to water or things like that seems to be a trend where it allows you then to maybe have that more of strategic look to it. I know a piece of it also, too, let's face it, is pace of play. You know whether you went in the water or not, but just that look now, it allows you to have more of, I guess, a strategy in visually seeing that. And that's probably what a lot of course architects had in mind, is to have you see that so that you can make that decision a little bit more properly.
And over time, you know, people plant trees and things happen to golf courses. Different committees come on, different ownership. Some guys hate trees. Some guys love trees. You know, you don't want trees near your greens. You don't want dead trees out there. They're a hazard. You know, they're good for wildlife. But all those things over time, like someone will plant a tree and they forget in 40 years how big the tree is going to be. And then 40 years later, you've got some tree that had no business on that hole. But, you know, people love the tree, they're attached to the tree. And so those are difficult decisions, but they're always made for the best, you know. And now you've got some people are making the best decisions for the golf course. And people learned you don't plant. How many golf courses do you go where you see trees around greens still? You never would plant trees around greens because you want the sun. You don't want the competition for the nutrients, all those things. So, those, you know, everybody's starting to realize that now, where it was in vogue for a while to plant trees around greens. And now it's going back towards the agronomy end and taking them all out.
A tree removal, too, it's not, all right, let's go cut the tree down. Well, you have to have a plan.
Right.
It's not just cutting the tree down. It's doing it safely, number one. Then removal.
The stump's got to go.
Right, it's it's a whole process. So, right. It's costly or time, labor intensive to do so.
Don, the best look of it, I think, for those that do know the course, the back of the 17th hole last year, all those trees that were removed that I know, you know, weren't growing well. When you look into that now from the fairway, it looks really, really beautiful coming into that hole now because of the fact of like how the back of it's all cleared out.
Mm-hmm. And I think then you're getting a kind of a better view of 18 coming up, which to me, that's my favorite hole out here. 18 is just a good finishing par 3, a good challenge. And then we can kind of get an idea, you know, wind and everything else. If we're playing the game the right way, we're thinking about that stuff in advance, walking up to the tee box, and we can see it all much better.
18's a great finish. It is a great finishing hole.
The false front, the par 3, and the distance is not an easy distance to judge for sure. And because it's along the side here where there's some trees, sometimes the wind, you don't feel it as much as it really is when the ball gets up in the air. Yeah. No, it's a good finishing hole. Don Schneider with us here, Director of Golf, PGA Pro, Membership Director at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. We're on the air here talking Masters, talking about Pendleton Creek. And now, you mentioned wind. Let's get to our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA, promoting the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. I've never seen wind like that at Augusta National where it wasn't raining or whether it wasn't play delayed. They were playing through. It was beautiful. Sun was out, blue skies, temperatures were in the 70s, Don. But John Rahm was literally putting his hand over his ears because the sand was like pelting him sideways there when I was watching him play the ninth hole yesterday. Pretty crazy wind. So we would love your expertise, you and Jeff, on when we next play our next round in the wind, like, just what are some things that we should be thinking about in terms of not getting ourselves in trouble or being successful as we can when it's really windy out?
I think probably the biggest thing for, let's just say, amateur golf is, number one, not try to hit through it. In other words, we're not going to swing any harder at it. We can't do anything about that. It's there. It's really about understanding the wind, what it's doing. You just mentioned, you know, the wind and not be able to see it sometimes with trees surrounding. If you think about Tiger in his heyday, I recall watching him. He was always looking up at the trees, you know, up higher above, and to see what's going on, because sometimes you can't feel it. And that's very true on any golf course. But
yeah, what do we always do on the tee, right? You pick up a thing of grass, you let it go like on your shoulder height. Well, maybe the wind is blocked right there. You look up high and...
Yeah, a good example here, you're a member here. You play the course. Number four is our number one handicap hole, and it looks kind of innocent when you play it. But why is it difficult? Well, it's generally into the wind, and you can't feel it because we're surrounded by trees all around that green and fairway. So it's a matter of recognizing it, knowing what to do, and then it's club selection, in my opinion. It's just, you know, hey, if I'm hitting it into the wind and I need to hit two clubs more, if I got to hit three clubs more, who cares, right? We can't let our ego get in the way and just, you know, kind of pick a stronger club and get it there. You can't really change your swing. I mean, who's good enough to come up with a new swing for that day, you know, if you're not playing enough golf as an amateur golfer? So I think it's more about club selection and recognizing, really paying attention to the wind.
Yeah, and I think it's a nuanced way to play golf. So anytime you're in the wind, the most important thing is to control your trajectory and your spin. And if you're trying to hit it harder into the wind to get it there with a club, you're putting more spin on it. That spin will get eaten up by the wind and blow the ball around. Well, what I like to tell people to do is a lot of people don't practice these shots, the three-quarter speed. Like, you watch these guys hitting those wedges into 15, what they're trying at Augusta. They're trying to control the spin. And the way I like to do it is take a little speed off it. I'm going to move the ball back in my stance maybe first. Say I'm hitting a knockdown into the wind, trying to control the trajectory first and the spin at the same time. So I'll move it back in my stance, choke up, take two or three extra clubs, and that'll be a slower, a softer, I don't know how to describe it, but a less aggressive move, still with some zip, but less speed through the ball, because then you have a flatter face club, it'll come off lower, and the flatter face club puts less spin on it. So that's the great way to keep it. And then you have a little bit of a low finish. When people are, you know, if you just have one stock shot and you go out in the wind, it's very difficult to play. If you just hit it high, far, and straight, the best players know how to maneuver the ball, keep it low, control the trajectory. And it's even important around the greens. If you're hitting it, you have to be cognizant of the wind when you're pitching. I was surprised the ball wasn't blowing around on the greens at Augusta yesterday, where if you marked a ball that it would blow off the green, it was that much wind. But I like to choke up a little bit, move the ball a tiny bit back. And the last little tip there is make sure you're coming in shallow. And by shallow, I mean your club's not going to stick into the ground. It's going to sweep the ball a tiny bit more, because a shallow angle of attack also puts a little less spin. And counterintuitively, so people think, well, I'm going to hit into the wind with my driver. They tee it lower. Well, then they end up hitting down on the driver, and that puts more spin on it because the ball's teed too low. So actually, when you're hitting into the wind, tee it a smidge higher, because you're going to have to come in a little bit shallower, and that's going to take some of the spin off it.
You're talking about less speed through it. Is that why that old saying, when it's breezy, swing easy?
Yes. Yeah, that's definitely it. Yeah, because if you hit it hard, the ball's just going to start spinning. The harder, that's why you don't want to hit these. They're not hitting 60 full degree wedges from 50, you know, from 100 yards into 15 at Augusta. They're taking a less lofted club and a little slower rhythm. It's something most people don't practice. Most people practice hitting the golf ball at one speed. So go to your range, go to the dojo, go wherever, and make some three-quarter speed shots and start to control, be able to hit shots at different speeds.
That was a drill you did with me this winter at dojo. I was hitting, you know, you set me up like, okay, hit whatever, I don't know, maybe you had me at 150, and I was like, all right, I was hitting 9 irons, and you're like, okay, now I want you to hit it with your 8. Yep. Now I want you to hit it with your 7. And it forced me to do some of those things that you were talking about.
It's a brag. Hit me 150, hit my 9 iron.
No, well, it wasn't a
brag. It's a wedge. He was just getting warmed up.
I was just warming up.
Watching normally.
But it was the, okay, now I got to hit this, you know, 80%, 3/4 kind of, and then putting it back in my stance, bringing it with a lower flight.
Not too far back, because then you hit down on it too far. Yeah. But it is a tremendously functional practice session, because if you can learn to rotate at different speeds, you learn to sequence better. You learn, you know, you get everything together in your golf swing. There's the old saw, I forget, at St. Andrews, the postage stamp hole, where one of the old time tour players, he missed the green with a wedge and some guy laughed at him, and he proceeded to hit the green with every club in his bag after that, including his driver. Yeah. So if you can rotate at different speeds and control your flight, you become a better player. If you just go to the range or the dojo and just hit shot after shot the same way, you're not you don't have enough in your repertoire to play well in the
I really noticed it yesterday watching the players, especially the leaders. I was watching toward the end of the night last night on number 12 at Augusta yesterday, the par 3. We know, you know, the rectangle green, it probably looks to them about as wide as the table we're sitting at here, Don. But from you being there, like that tee shot, I mean, you
can't, front left today, by the way.
Right.
Pins front left.
Front left.
12.
I mean, that is a daunting shot. And with the wind yesterday, I don't know if it was Immelman or whoever was on the broadcast saying that it could be the hardest shot of the day for them with the wind at 12.
If I remember right, I think it was Jordan Spieth a few years ago had a little trouble there.
Yeah.
So yeah.
He was going for two Masters in a row.
And Freddie got lucky there. Remember? Hung up on the bank.
Yes, right. Yeah.
And remember, that's where Tiger had a huge break for him, where Molinari was winning and ended up going in, and Koepka hit a bad shot there, and like Tiger's
but
found
Finau
the way.
Finau hit one too, right?
Like, I think you're right. Finau was in that mix too.
That was that right hole location on Sunday.
Yeah, but when you watch the Masters today, watch for that. When they're hitting these wedges, they're not firing in. They're not ripping at those wedges. They're always trying to control the spin, because too much speed creates too much spin, especially into the wind and with firm, fast greens.
And they'll probably be, I mean, with all the wind they had, that course is dried out.
Yes. Well, they'll moisturize it, I'm sure.
Well, they've got the sub-air system. I mean, you know.
They might, yeah. Sprinklers, sub-air.
They can do whatever they want.
Tweezers to groom the edges.
Control the moisture.
Yes.
Pretty incredible.
That was the one thing, Don, I'm sure you noticed from last year, like, you know, obviously for those that have been it before, and I was even telling you, like, look, it's going to be amazing. You know, you hear all this hype, and then you get there, you think, is this really going to live up to the hype? And then you see, I mean, it lived up to the hype, didn't it? Like, in terms of how perfect the conditions are, every blade of grass is perfect. And
yeah, I mean, I've been around this game all my life, and I go there for my first time, and I said out loud to my son, I said, is that real? You know, I looked at the first fairway that I got my eyes on. I'm like, is that real? I mean, it just doesn't seem it could be that perfect.
It'd be interesting because there was so much debris down yesterday with all the wind.
Yeah.
I guarantee, watch TV today. There'll be no debris. It'll all be gone.
Wasn't last year we had the tree fall?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just missed
some patrons.
Yeah.
Fans, patrons.
It was close.
Yeah, they
really
had that trimmed and gone. And
yeah, I think it was gone like in an hour.
Yeah, the next day you couldn't tell there was a tree there. Yeah.
You couldn't tell like that afternoon. It was unbelievable.
They have a decent-sized grounds staff, I heard.
I imagine.
And I hear an unlimited budget, or there is no budget, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
That's nice.
Right. That is nice. There's not every golf course has that unlimited budget and unlimited staff. I was reading, too, they said that area golf courses around the Augusta National also, too, they have them come in and work for the week. And overnight, right?
All the majors do that. Like at Oak Hill, there was a bunch of superintendents that came in, and they volunteered to mow and clean up and do, because they're the experts, and you do need extra staff for that week. Yeah. Now, Augusta's doing some cool things away from their golf course, too. I mean, they bought that golf course in town for a charity. They're working on that. They handle that in Augusta National Women's Amateur and drive chip and putt. So, I mean, not just is it the greatest place, they also are giving back to golf, which they didn't do in years past, and that's nice to see.
They were asked about having a professional women's tournament.
I saw that question, yes.
Yes, and the comment was, well, finding the time of year to do it is the challenge, you know, to put it in there because of, you know, they have members that play. They shut the course down in May.
Second week of May.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's shut down until October. And he goes, the last time we had it in November, you know, the course doesn't play the way we wanted to play.
Yeah, that's why Dustin Johnson shot 20 under. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
So, and that's not traditionally, you know, during the season, if they will. So, and the LPGA has its own.
They have five majors already.
They have their own schedule and stuff. So I think what they've done with the Augusta Women's Augusta National Women's Amateur, it's pretty cool. It's a great event.
It really is.
Yeah. So. I mean, it was exciting last week, right? I mean, what a week we could start. Let's not
to birdie the last three holes, to make that birdie at 18 to win the women's amateur?
That was
at
really
Augusta.
Impressive.
Yeah, that was awesome.
She's 19 or something, right? Yeah, she's a freshman in college.
At Florida State. Yeah. Yep. Really cool.
She's better than me, I'll tell you that. Yeah, very good player.
We mentioned drive, chip, and putt. Don, before we let you go here, some junior golf opportunities possibly, too, for those that are listening. I know you wanted to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're fortunate to have a great junior golf camp here, and we've been doing it for, it seems like, forever. But we have great participation.
You got good instructors.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we've been doing it, myself and Dylan Hayes, pretty much are out there full-time, and we're lucky to have Brian's one of them sitting here. His son is very active in our junior program, PGA Junior League as well, and he helps us out. We have some people that help us. Some of our members are nice enough to assist. They get it. They want to help us out with junior golf. So we have right now we are taking registration with members, children only, but when May 1st gets here, we'll open it up to non-members and fill the field, hopefully then.
And I always recommend, it's fun to teach your kids yourself, but don't. Bring them to a PGA professional. Bring them out to a program with other kids where they have fun. And if you're in this area, you can get here for that. I've been here and watched you guys teach and been around a lot of junior programs, and you guys make it fun and good, and that's what's important. And you're going to create kids that are going to be golfers the rest of your life, and in a couple of years, you'll be sitting on a couch with them, and they're going to be watching the Masters with you every weekend, every summer.
By the way, we should mention the winner at the Women's Amateur, we didn't give her name, Lottie Woad.
Yeah, Lottie, yes.
From Florida State in England, yeah.
And it was Inblad was who finished second?
Yes.
Ingrid is the number one amateur, yeah.
She is a good player,
she's
too.
She's a good player,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
She's got the mental toughness.
Oh, yeah, she looks like she wants to chew your face off while she's out there trying to beat you. Yeah.
Now, just to finish the thought on the junior golf camp, like, I love volunteering because that's so much fun, but you and Dylan and the staff just make it fun, and Jeff, I know that's what you always talk about. We talk about junior golf all the time. You have to make it fun for these kids, and out here with the contests and the noodles, and Don, you do... What
do you mean, contest and the noodles?
And then the lunch.
We got the noodles out here.
Oh, I thought you were talking about lunch.
The lunch is tremendous, That's right.
That's why he volunteers.
That's correct.
That's right.
That's right. Otherwise, I'd be like Scotty Scheffler. I got to make my own lunch back at home. That's right. One thing that you guys do, I think, very well, Jeff, I know you've always said this, is that it's not always just drills and range and putt. You get the kids on the golf course. Even the kids, the little kids that are 7 years old are out there whacking, and they're on the golf course.
Yeah, we have two different divisions. So we have what we call Golf 101, which, as it sounds, it's for the newer golfers. Then we have the players division. So the players division are kids that have been in the program probably a couple of years. We kind of target if they can play from the red or green tees, the forward tees, and they can shoot 60 or better. They're going to have a clinic before golf, and then they're going to play at least nine holes. And then it's different. We coach them more course management, what to do, what club to hit, what type of shot to hit. And then the little guys, as you mentioned, even the little guys, there's more instruction. But we do, mentioning the noodles, we build temporary greens. So we'll take hole number one's a par three, we'll turn into two holes. And hole two and three will turn into three holes. And we build a temporary green out of noodles, and all they got to do is swim noodles, by the way. All they got to do is chip it up to that, and then they move on. So they learn how to what's it like to get on a golf course, and etiquette and all of that good stuff, like where do I stand and safety. I get crazy about safety. How to hold a club when you're not, it's not your turn, so no one gets a divot removed from a different body part. And just making sure that they know what to do. And they love playing. Like, you watch these little guys, and they might not even get it airborne, but they hit it forward, and they love being on the golf
course. And they probably run to the next shot.
They do run sometimes,
I remember my son would run all the time. I'm like, you don't have to run, man.
That's when they're having fun.
You're right. It's like, that's so awesome to hear you get them on the course, because – they want to be on the golf course.
Yeah, and then we do our final week. We call our championship weekend, and we basically our membership is great about it. We basically shut down the golf course. I don't know too many clubs that would be willing to do that. And we get them out there. They all play, and at the end of the day, we give out medals. We have a nice little banquet, and it's kind of cool to see all these kids. And then the rewarding part for us as the golf pros is, these little dudes are coming up and thanks, Mr. Schneider, or thanks, Don, and that feels great.
Yeah, you teach them to take the hat off after the shake hands afterwards and all that stuff after the round. Yep.
Awesome.
No, it's really nice. So, Don, how do we talked about events and parties here or obviously maybe signing up your junior player. How do they contact you? Or
even if
it may be a member at some or someone that maybe you want to be a member someday here.
Yeah, reaching me is simple. It's don@pendletoncreek.com. And then as far as the banquets and that kind of thing we talked about, that's Tammy DeFries, and that's Tammy@pendletoncreek.com. And then we'll be happy to follow up with whatever question you have.
Awesome. So thanks, Don. Appreciate your support of the show. Thanks for coming on this morning. Enjoy,
thanks, guys.
Enjoy the Masters here this weekend. And who's going to win?
Well, that's a tough one. I like Max Homa. I can't put my finger on it, what it is I like about him, but he's just a likable guy. And I followed him at the Masters for 9 holes. And actually, when I followed him, he was struggling with the driver. It seems like he's hitting that better now, so I don't know what he's done, what adjustments he's made. But I like Homa. I'd like to see him do it. I think Scheffler's hard to beat.
Yeah.
So we'll
Homa,
see.
Yeah, I think people would be very happy to see Homa get his first major for
no
sure.
No one's... The elephant in the room is DeChambeau. He's not going to go away. He's going to be. Yeah, he'll be there.
Yeah,
he's tough.
But I think Scheffler's going to.
If it ends up being those three duking it out, it's a great. Yeah. It's kind of a great storyline. You got the villain.
Yes.
You've got the world number one, and then you got the really likable guy that's trying to go for his first major. Like you've got three prongs sort of a storyline.
I think they'll be more involved by Sunday afternoon, though. I know it's not many under par, but I think by Sunday we're going to have a few extra names that we don't expect in that mix.
Yeah, of course.
That's what makes it great.
Morikawa's not too far behind.
Yeah, right? He's only three off. Yep.
Thanks to the Masters.
Yeah. It's good stuff. All right, time out here. Thank you so much, Don. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Don Schneider from Pendleton Creek here on TD Green. We'll take a time out and get you some other Masters facts and figures when we return.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Listen, you've been right on every one. You can just say it. It seems like it always is back to Tiger.
He's got a pick point. For 20 years, too.
That's right. Yeah,
that's right.
All right, back at Pendleton Creek Golf Club, TD Green, right after this on WGR.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firstteewesternny.org.
PGA Tour Leaderboard time here as we are back at Pendleton Creek Golf Club on tee to green. Well, obviously, we go right to the Masters again. Three-way tie for the lead. Max Homa, Bryson DeChambeau, Scottie Scheffler. Homa and DeChambeau will be in the final group today at 2:45. And then Scheffler in the second-last group, he'll be a part of that with Hogard at 2:35. Davis, Morikawa at 2:25. Oberg and Pavon at 2:15.
And the PGA Tour Champions Report, brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear, defending par since 1872. The best in the golf shop is now also available for your corporate apparel. And we had three Champions Tour people make the cut. Vijay Singh made the cut. So did Phil Mickelson and Jose Marie Olazabal.
Or Olazabal.
Olazabal. I keep saying it wrong.
Why are you saying it wrong? Olazabal.
I was saying it right, and then you corrected me, and it all messed up.
Olazabal. That's right.
I'm sorry, buddy.
You see, that was funny the way you said it. That was good.
All right. Let's get to our LPGA report, brought to you by Puma Golf Shoes, which are awesome. Always
the new pair that we got. I love them.
Yeah.
Are you wearing them right now? Oh, you're wearing
Jeff's wearing
golf
his,
right now.
Those are great off and on the golf course, aren't
like
they?
Yeah, sneakers. Yeah.
All right. Well, last week, Nelly Korda won the match play championship for her fourth consecutive win on the LPGA Tour.
Pretty impressive.
She's incredible, Nelly Korda. It came back from injury, and she's unbeatable right now.
And the next one's a major, so she gets five.
You know who my pick is?
Nelly
Korda.
Yep.
Trivia question, Nelly Korda.
Well, no, it would be Lorena Ochoa. Perhaps or Annika Sorenstam would be my two.
She's going to be joining that elite group if she hasn't already by now, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's an amazing player. And as a PGA instructor, I give a lot of lessons. I use her as a model almost every time because her swing is about as perfect as it gets.
I agree. All right, here we go. A couple of cool things about the Masters. We always find out new interesting facts and figures every year here. So a five-bedroom home, if you're looking to go with a group of buddies or, you know, a couple of families near Augusta this week, will rent for $30,000.
Oh, my.
During Masters week. And sometimes you'll see companies or brands pay for these things, and they hold events at these houses.
I've been to one. Yeah. Club Car has a nice
one. They hold events and events there. So the IRS has a special exemption in the tax code. It's actually called the Augusta Rule. Do you know about this, Kev?
I do know about this.
So it allows.
I tried to use it, but it doesn't apply to me.
Yeah. It allows homeowners to rent their homes for 14 days without paying taxes on their income. This rule was initially implemented by the IRS for Augusta, Georgia residents only, but now it's available to everyone in the United States.
Yeah, that shows you the power of Augusta National Golf Club, where they were able to get the...
Let me push this through, Congressman.
Yes, exactly right. Welcome to our club. Now, here's what we need you to happen.
Would you like to play? Okay.
That's right.
They did that at Oak Hill last year, too. A lot of people rented homes around the golf course.
All right, speaking of money... Merchandise at the Masters. You know you can only buy that merchandise there,
right?
Which makes it very exclusive and inflates the value of it, obviously. So this week, they're expected to do $70 million in merchandise sales this week. So
that's a day or for the week?
70 for the week. $10 million a day,
$1
million per hour, $16,000 per minute. They're making almost $300 per second in the merchandise tent. The merchandise becomes so popular now because you can only buy it at Augusta National. There are no online sales, which, by the way, they said that they're basically giving up on hundreds of millions of dollars over the course of a calendar year that they could be selling if they had it online. But because it's valuable, because you can only buy it there, they're saying that in some sense the value of it makes people want it and get there and spend so much money. And, you know, I dropped a few hundred for sure when I was in there.
I walked out with bags. So if you see something online with the Augusta logo, it's a counterfeit. Yes, because they are not selling it online.
Unless someone's selling it on eBay.
That's correct.
True, but like these websites, I've seen people advertising like quarter zips and stuff, but they're not.
The hottest item's the gnome.
Yes.
Right?
That is.
The gnomes.
Really, Kev?
Yes. The garden gnome.
The garden gnomes. Yeah, no, it's every year they come out with a different garden gnome or whatever, and those like sell out.
They sell out right away.
Yes.
Okay. All right. A couple of more money things here before we go
I'm
to break
not making
here.
This no, up, Jeff.
He's not making it up. It's dead true. Come on, do your research on the gnome.
Jeez. I only know other things about gnomes. Yes.
What are those?
We'll talk after the show.
Beautiful. All right, more money. Here we go. Ready? Augusta National was purchased in 1931 for $70,000. If you adjusted that to today's money, it would sell for $1.4 million. So it seems like they got a good bargain.
Undervalued.
Yeah. There. The property right now is valued at over $200 million. As you mentioned earlier, they are quietly expanding their array of properties now. They have 100-plus properties that's in some way attached to the course itself. Hey. They've purchased strip malls, restaurants, apartments, homes. They've got now 270-plus acres.
I know. Keep going, and then I'll tell you a quick thing, but go ahead.
No, that was it for that piece. But no, I got a few more things.
I have a colleague on PGA Tour Radio whom he used to host a show. Fred Albers is his name, Fred. And he used to host a show with Lou Holtz, right, who's a member. And Lou Holtz kept saying, and I'll do my terrible Lou Holtz impression, but this is how Freddie tells it. Hey, Freddie, one time I'm going to bring you to Augusta, right? Whatever, terrible Lou Holtz, so let's just forget that. But anyhow, and Fred's wife, Christy, played on the LPGA Tour. So Fred gets the call from Lou Holtz's secretary. Mr. Holtz is inviting you to Augusta National. This is, you know, a couple of years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, you and Christy to come. And so, yes, we're coming. So they flew to Atlanta. There's a car waiting for them at the Atlanta airport to bring them to Augusta National. They got there, had dinner, stayed overnight in the butler cabin, had breakfast in the morning, played the par three course, had lunch, and then went out and played, you know, Augusta National. He said it was just...
I can't imagine.
Yeah, he just said there were tears in our eyes. It was just the most incredible experience ever.
And they frown on taking photos.
It's just the most incredible experience ever, he said. And you know, they don't have the merchandise thing set up, Brian. So, and Fred had worked it so many times. He goes, but I did drop about $1,500 in the Augusta National Golf Shop, their own little pro shop with it's got different logos.
I heard an interesting story that Jack Nicklaus didn't get his own jacket for the Masters till like the '90s. He got like Dewey, the guy who ran for president.
Right,
it didn't fit him when he first won, and he kept that one. And they finally mentioned to someone in like 1990 something, and go get fitted. He'd been wearing somebody else's green jacket every time.
Yeah, they don't give you a new one.
No, they get one.
You get Tiger has the same jacket.
Yep.
Speaking of the jacket, hard time fitting into it.
Here's one of my last money facts for you here. Someone once found a green jacket in a Canadian thrift store. They purchased the jacket for $5. Sold it at auction for $140,000. That was a pretty nice turnaround.
I believe the jacket gets returned. You're
supposed to leave it there, right?
You're supposed to leave it there at the club, yes.
Yeah, you're not supposed to wear it unless you have a collar.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to wear it with jeans. There's a
lot of... Yeah, I think it's that's with most of those clubs. Like, I had good fortune to play around at Baltusrol about 5 years ago. And the members' locker I was using, which is next to Bill Parcells' locker, by the way, there's blazers in there.
Yep.
All right. The attendant said if you shoot under par, you can have a blazer.
We got to get to break. Two more money facts here, and we'll finish it up. More than 1,500 private jets will land at the Augusta airport this week. They got to pay $3,000 to park the jet there for the week.
$3,000. Well, if you can afford a private jet, you can afford the parking.
And the last thing, where there's no money at all, how much money does the Masters get from ESPN and CBS for the broadcast rights?
That I don't know. Zero?
Free.
It's a partnership?
Yep.
Yeah, with CBS, and it's a year-to-year thing, I believe.
And you notice there's only about 3 minutes of commercials per hour. Those are the sponsorships that do that so that they can give you the most coverage possible, which is why when you watch this weekend, it's amazing. You get like 57 minutes out of the hour.
And they get to control the broadcast a little bit better that way.
Yep. Good stuff. All right. We'll get you our Who's Going to Win when we return here. Final segment of TD Green coming up live at Pendleton Creek Golf Club with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colzio. More TD Green from Pendleton Creek right after this on WGR.
Yeah, I mean, he's seen me in a lot of good moments and a lot of bad moments. I was even struggling over LIV when I jumped over there and wasn't playing my best golf. And so he's seen some ups and downs, as well as Mr. Nelson over here. There's been a lot of people that have seen ups and downs. And I think getting some equipment in my hands that works for me, also getting a little bit older, hopefully a little bit wiser, has just allowed me to calm down and be comfortable in my own skin and enjoy the moments, because it's not going to be here forever. Might as well enjoy it while you're here.
That is Bryson DeChambeau, one of the three tied for the lead here as we go to the weekend at the Masters. Max Homa, Scottie Scheffler, all tied at minus six. Welcome back. Final segment of Tee to Green. Hope you've enjoyed the 2 hours this morning. If you joined us late, we'll have the show both hours up at our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. We'll also tweet it out later on our Tee to Green social media handles. Make sure you follow us there on Twitter and on Instagram at T2GBuffalo. Hey, if you're looking to make some wagers this weekend on the Masters, be sure to follow our Jeff Blank. He's got your daily picks there. You can go ahead and get in on that. And also, for those of you that are in our Tee to Green Fantasy League, this is our first week. Want to thank Batavia Downs, Glen Oak Golf Club, and Golf Dojo for donating prizes for our Fantasy League. Each month we're going to give away prizes as well, and our season-long winner. So good luck if you're in our Tee to Green Fantasy League. I'll send out the link again this week on our social media handles. If you didn't get in, well, obviously you're a little behind the ball here, but you can still get in and try to compete for the rest of the year as we take it all the way through the end of the PGA Tour season. All right, you heard there from Bryson DeChambeau. Kevin, we've obviously mentioned quite a bit there that he is amongst those with a chance to win, and you think he's going to be there come at the end here. And, you know, I'm not necessarily saying he's going to win, but no. You think he's not going to fall apart.
I don't think he's going to go away, no. I think maturity is nice to hear him say about calming down, because he absolutely needed to calm down the way he carried himself, and I say that with experience. He's not going to. I just think he's a tough competitor, and he's a heck of a player. And he thinks differently and approaches it differently. And
but he believes in his system, and
yes,
that's why he's good.
Yes. So I don't think he's gonna. I don't think you're gonna see him. When I say go away, he's gonna shoot par or better today. He's not going away.
Weather today, by the way, perfect. I said winds around 10 miles an hour, mid 70s. Tomorrow, mid 80s. Again, you know, winds like 10 to 15 miles an hour, which is going to feel like nothing compared to what it was yesterday.
Do we all pick Scheffler?
Well, we
did
all
last
said
week.
Scheffler, and then we decided to pick someone else because Scheffler was the overwhelming favorite.
No, I stuck with Scheffler.
Well, I picked Scheffler, too, but then... Yeah.
We all picked Scheffler.
Are we all sticking with Scheffler?
Well, that's...
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sticking with him.
Jose right. Marie. I can't say
no. That. What do we think about Tiger, right? Tiger making the cut, incredible. Just absolutely incredible.
Tied for 22nd, plus one. He's seven off the lead.
I think today's going to be a tough day, only because he played 23 holes yesterday, right? The grind to get there. I just, you know, with conditions, I don't know if he can floor it like everybody else is going to try and floor it today.
I think we'll know early in the round. I think we'll know by two, three, like if he gets one or two under by four or five, then I think the momentum and the adrenaline will carry him through. And if he knows he's got a sniff of it, he might be able to hang in there for the day. Because I was surprised how he hung in there yesterday. And so if he could get through yesterday and play that well, if he can get it going early today, get a little momentum, it would be very exciting to watch.
He's avoided any sort of blow up at all. He hasn't made any double bogeys. We mentioned all the big names that have made doubles or triples. He's
driven
very,
it well.
Very consistent. Yeah. His driving has been amazing. Yeah, 73, 72, plus one. And again, not a lot of players that are actually under par. There's only 14. So if he can get off to that good start, maybe get to minus one after two or three holes here today, who knows? I mean, people seeing Woods' name in the top 10 of the leaderboard, like that could really, really make for a fun day. The hard part is, and not that he has a ton of golfers to catch, it's who he has to catch, and it's as we mentioned, it's Scheffler. Do we really see Scheffler coming back enough that Tiger can make up seven shots?
No.
That's the hard part.
That's the hard part.
No. Yeah, I don't see that. But, hey, listen, big
and that's not a shot at Tiger either. It's
no.
just that that's a compliment to Scotty, right?
Hey, if you're one of the leaders out there, you're thinking, all right, you know what? I'm going to go out today, and I'm going to birdie all four of the par fives, and I'm going to par everything else, and I'm golden.
Yeah. Oh, the leaders? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
right?
the other thing, you know.
Think about that. It's four under.
That's a good day.
Right. That's a great day.
But maybe if it's calm early and Tiger gets the better end of the draw this morning, he could have a chance if the wind picked up in the afternoon. But I still don't see it. I don't see Scotty or Homo or DeChambeau coming that far back.
The one thing he'd have going for him, if he does get it going.
The roar?
The roars, right? And the players, they'll tell you. They feel it. Like, you know what Tiger. Listen, you go to a golf course, and you know a Tiger roar as opposed to anybody else, because they're not roars.
Yeah, he makes an eagle on eight or something, and it will be on. Yeah.
He's playing with Ty Hatton today, 12:45. And the leaders, Homa
what
and DeChambeau.
What a pairing. Tiger Woods and Tyrrell Hatton.
Yeah.
Tyrrell Hatton's awesome.
He seems like he's...
He's awesome.
He seems like it. Yep. He's angry, but yeah, that's what makes him fun.
All right, that's going to wrap up our two-hour edition here at TD Green. Want to thank everybody at Pendleton Creek Golf Club here for the warm hospitality, as always. If you want to contact Don Schneider here, the director of golf, for an event, you want to set up something golf-wise with him, or just to check in on maybe membership, don@pendletoncreek.com. If you're looking for coming in here for a shower or a banquet, tammy@pendletoncreek.com. And, of course, you can check out the website, pendletoncreek.com, as well.
And the pub's open to the public.
Yeah,
pub's
check
open
out to the public. Junior program.
Yeah. You know what I'm eyeing? The Sunday 75-cent wings. That could be a good spot to watch tomorrow. I did catch that at like 6:30 in the morning, too. That was the first thing my eyes got drawn
there
to.
There you go, buddy.
That's right. I'll be maybe hitting those up as well.
That's good advertising, yeah.
All right. Everybody enjoy the weekend of the Masters. It's the best week in golf, and we hope you enjoy it, too. Thanks for listening again. The entire show will be up on our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. Jeff Mitis, enjoy the Masters. Kevin Sylvester, enjoy the Masters. Thank you very much, Don. Thank you as well. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. Evan, great job back in our Amherst studios. TD Green, every Saturday. We'll talk to you next week from Lockport Town and Country Club right here on WGR.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Yeah, I mean, you see me in a lot of good moments and a lot of bad moments. I was even struggling over LIV when I jumped over there and wasn't playing my best golf. And so he's seen some ups and downs, as well as Mr. Nelson over here. There's been a lot of people that have seen ups and downs. And I think getting some equipment in my hands that works for me, also getting a little bit older, hopefully a little bit wiser, has just allowed me to calm down and be comfortable in my own skin and enjoy the moments, because it's not going to be here forever. Might as well enjoy it while you're here.
That is Bryson DeChambeau, one of the three tied for the lead here as we go to the weekend at the Masters. Max Homa, Scottie Scheffler, all tied at minus six. Welcome back. Final segment of Tee to Green. Hope you've enjoyed the 2 hours this morning. If you joined us late, we'll have the show both hours up at our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. We'll also tweet it out later on our Tee to Green social media handles. Make sure you follow us there on Twitter and on Instagram at T2GBuffalo. Hey, if you're looking to make some wagers this weekend on the Masters, be sure to follow our Jeff Blank. And he's got your daily picks there. You can go ahead and get in on that. And also, for those of you that are in our Tee to Green Fantasy League, this is our first week. Want to thank Batavia Downs, Glen Oak Golf Club, and Golf Dojo for donating prizes for our Fantasy League. Each month we're going to give away prizes as well, and our season-long winner. So good luck if you're in our Tee to Green Fantasy League. I'll send out the link again this week on our social media handles. If you didn't get in, well, obviously you're a little behind the ball here, but you can still get in and try to compete for the rest of the year as we take it all the way through the end of the PGA Tour season. All right, you heard there from Bryson DeChambeau. Kevin, we've obviously mentioned quite a bit there that he is amongst those with a chance to win, and you think he's going to be there come at the end here. And, you know, I'm not necessarily saying he's going to win, but no. You think he's not going to fall apart.
I don't think he's going to go away, no. I think maturity is nice to hear him say about calming down, because he absolutely needed to calm down the way he carried himself, and I say that with experience. He's not going to. I just think he's a tough competitor, and he's a heck of a player, and he thinks differently and approaches it differently.
But he believes in his system, and
yes,
that's why he's good.
Yes. So I don't think he's gonna. I don't think you're gonna see him. When I say go away, he's gonna shoot par or better today. He's not going away.
Weather today, by the way, perfect. They said winds around 10 miles an hour, mid 70s. Tomorrow, mid 80s. Again, you know, winds like 10 to 15 miles an hour, which is going to feel like nothing compared to what it was yesterday.
Do we all pick Scheffler?
Well, we all did last week. Scheffler, and then we decided to pick someone else because Scheffler was the overwhelming favorite.
No, I stuck with Scheffler.
Well, I picked Scheffler, too, but then...
Yeah. We all picked Scheffler.
Are we all sticking with Scheffler?
Well, that's...
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sticking with him.
I'm taking Jose Marie. I can't say
no.
That.
No. What do we think about Tiger, right? Tiger making the cut, incredible. Just absolutely incredible.
Tied for 22nd, plus one. He's seven off the lead.
I think today's going to be a tough day, only because he played 23 holes yesterday, right? The grind to get there. I just, you know, with conditions, I don't know if he can floor it like everybody else is going to try and floor it today.
I think we'll know early in the round. I think we'll know by 2-3. Like if he gets one or two under by 4 or 5, then I think the momentum and the adrenaline will carry him through. And if he knows he's got a sniff of it, he might be able to hang in there for the day. Because I was surprised how he hung in there yesterday. And so if he could get through yesterday and play that well, if he can get it going early today, get a little momentum, it would be very exciting to watch.
He's avoided any sort of blow up at all. He hasn't made any double bogeys. We mentioned all the big names that have made doubles or triples. He's done
driven
very,
it well.
Very consistent. Yeah. His driving has been amazing. Yeah, 73, 72, plus one. And again, not a lot of players that are actually under par. There's only 14. So if he can get off to that good start, maybe get to minus one after two or three holes here today, who knows? I mean, people seeing Woods' name in the top 10 of the leaderboard, like that could really, really make for a fun day. The hard part is, and not that he has a ton of golfers to catch, it's who he has to catch, and it's as we mentioned, it's Scheffler. Do we really see Scheffler coming back enough that Tiger can make up seven shots?
No.
That's the hard part.
That's the hard part.
No. Yeah, I don't see that. But, hey, listen, big
and that's not a shot at Tiger either. It's
no.
just that it's that's a compliment to Scotty, right?
Hey, if you're one of the leaders out there, you're thinking, all right, you know what? I'm going to go out today, and I'm going to birdie all four of the par fives, and I'm going to par everything else, and I'm golden.
Yeah. Oh, the leaders? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
right?
the other thing, you know.
Think about that. It's four under.
That'd be a good day.
Right. That's a great day.
But if it's calm early and Tiger gets the better end of the draw this morning, he could have a chance if the wind picked up in the afternoon. But I still don't see it. I don't see Scotty or Homa or DeChambeau coming that far back.
The one thing he'd have going for him, if he does get it going.
The roar?
The roars. Oh. Right? And the players, they'll tell you. They feel it. Like, you know what Tiger. Listen. You go to a golf course and you know a Tiger roar as opposed to anybody else because they're not roars.
Yeah, he makes an eagle at eight or something and it will be on. Yeah.
He's playing with Ty Hatton today, 12:45. And the leaders, Homa
what
and Deschambeau.
What a pairing. Tiger Woods and Tyrrell Hatton.
Yeah.
Tyrrell Hatton's awesome.
He seems like he's...
He's awesome.
He seems like it.
Yep.
He's angry, but yeah, that's what makes him fun.
All right, that's going to wrap up our two-hour edition here at TD Green. Want to thank everybody at Pendleton Creek Golf Club here for the warm hospitality, as always. If you want to contact Don Schneider here, the director of golf, for an event, you want to set up something golf-wise with him, or just to check in on maybe membership, don@pendletoncreek.com. If you're looking for coming in here for a shower or a banquet, tammy@pendletoncreek.com. And, of course, you can check out the website, pendletoncreek.com, as well.
And so, the pub's open to the public.
Yeah,
pub's
check
open
out to the public. Junior program.
Yeah. You know what I'm eyeing? The Sunday 75-cent wings. That could be a good spot to watch tomorrow. I did catch that at like 6:30 in the morning, too. That's the first thing my eyes got drawn
there
to.
You go, buddy.
That's right. I'll be maybe hitting those up.
That's well.
Good advertising.
Deal.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody enjoy the weekend of the Masters. It's the best week in golf, and we hope you enjoy it, too. Thanks for listening again. The entire show will be up on our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. Jeff Mitis, enjoy the Masters. Kevin Sylvester, enjoy the Masters. Thank you very much, Don. Thank you as well. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. Evan, great job back in our Amherst studios. TD Green, every Saturday. We'll talk to you next week from Lockport Town and Country Club right here on WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.